President Bush says he wants to double the budget for Homeland Security, spending $38 billion in the next fiscal year. That's in addition to the nearly $50 billion in additional defense spending that the president already has requested. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that the president's budget proposals for 2003 show that the war on terror will be expensive for some time to come.
The military would get the biggest windfall from the administration's proposal to increase security spending. The Pentagon has already spent over $3 billion on the war in Afghanistan. Some of those costs may drop as the fighting winds down, but the Bush defense budget will keep growing. Steve Kosiak of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment says that makes sense because it can cost just as much to wage peace as it does to wage war.
We've spent well over $1 billion a year, typically in Southwest Asia, enforcing the no-fly zone against Iraq, and we've spent over $2 billion a year, at least at various times, in Bosnia and Kosovo, doing peacekeeping operations there. So you can spend a significant amount of money, even if what you're doing is really just peacekeeping.
But the president's eye-popping request for $379 billion in defense spending goes beyond these immediate costs. It includes pay raises and research into missile defense and other high-tech weaponry. President Bush says military defense is his first priority in budget negotiations with Congress, but the president said yesterday he also wants a spending boost for his second priority, homeland defense.
I'll be calling on Congress to pass a funding increase for Homeland Defense of $38 billion. Double the pre-September 11th numbers.
Those people had good reason to clap. They're the nation's mayors, and many feel they've been bearing the brunt of the Homeland Defense budget up till now. The National Governors Association has been canvassing state governments to find out how much they've spent so far. The NGA's John Tomasian says one thing has dominated state and local anti-terror expenditures.
The big item that came right away was protection of critical infrastructure, and that means assigning state troopers and other police and National Guard, in some cases through state reimbursement, to guard things like pipelines, bridges, tunnels, power plants, water supplies.
Security measures for these facilities alone, Tomasian says, will run about $1.5 billion annually. Some of those are one-time costs and may diminish if states and localities relax security precautions, but Tomasian says other costs will increase if states add new facilities so they can respond to bioterror threats.
State laboratories to be able to analyze samples from the field. That means hiring new personnel, epidemiologists. That also means building in surge capacity so that the public health system could be able to treat large numbers.
Adding hospitals and labs, making permanent changes to government buildings, these are items that cost a lot for many years. And there's more. Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says government has yet to confront many of the most difficult funding decisions.
For example, we're still having debates about whether to have identity cards, whether to integrate databases, build new kinds of databases that would bring different intelligence agencies together in the way they share information. There's been some legal maneuvering to make this happen, but the actual infrastructural expenditures have been pretty modest.
There was little disagreement about making the first installments in the war against terror, but that's certain to change as lawmakers have to pick which of these new measures to support, given the reality of a recession and budget deficits. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.